Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Frank Parrott will be honored today with a ceremony and a bridge dedicated to his memory. Parrott was killed in pursuit of a felony suspect in Cumberland County in 1995, and he was a DMV enforcement officer. He's one of the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Parrott also served with the Chamber City Police and the Sheriff's Office. The Beaver Dam Bridge on NC 410 will be named in his memory. The ceremony will be held at Lake Tabor at 3:30 p.m. there at Tabor City. Then it will move to the bridge for the unveiling of the sign. A man has been arrested for throwing a brick through a Fairbluff business's window early Sunday. Chris Falk was arrested and charged in the incident. Damage to the window was estimated at $4,000. A 19-year-old woman has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, property damage, and firing into an occupied vehicle. Andrena Shea Davis of Pleasant Hill Road allegedly threw a cinder block through the other woman's windshield and then shot the victim twice with a handgun. Davis is being held under no bond. The victim is expected to recover. Lake Waccamaw Town Commissioners approved the first tax increase in more than 20 years at Tuesday's meeting. The new rate is 30 cents per $100 valuation. Officials cited the rising cost of town services such as fire, EMS, and police, among other expenses, for the increase. It is slightly lower than the original increase that had been asked by town staff. Whiteville City Council also approved its 25-26 budget, but there was no tax increase in the city. Some utility fees will be higher. Brightspeed Internet has been awarded a contract to provide high-speed Internet access to another 400 homes and businesses in Columbus County. Governor Josh Stein announced the grant yesterday. The infrastructure is being paid for through $58 million in matching grants between federal funds and broadband providers. The $58 million is spread out through 26 counties in North Carolina. Constitutional carry of firearms was approved in a floor vote in the General Assembly on Wednesday. Republicans William Brisson of Bladen County and Ted Davis of New Hanover County joined Democrats voting against the measure. The Freedom to Carry Act will allow anyone legally eligible to purchase a firearm to carry a handgun concealed without a permit. The bill is expected to be vetoed by Governor Josh Stein. An override of the veto will be difficult since that will require a three-fifths majority vote by Solons, and the House does not have a supermajority this session. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host a flag retirement ceremony on Saturday. That's Flag Day, starting at 9 a.m. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Wyville in the New Hope community. Anyone with a worn flag that has outlived its service life may bring it for proper disposal. The Fatherless Roads book launch is today from 5 to 9 p.m. at Vineland Station Depot in Wyville. The book was written by Wyville Police Officer Brad Wilder. It is the fourth book in the series. You can see the story and the good news for free ticket information. Columbus County Farmers Market is going to host the Hoedown at Sundown on Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the market. There'll be music, dancing, food, and food trucks, games, a photo booth, and more. Just some good family fun. Cost is $15 for couples, $10 for adults, and $5 for children ages 10 and under. The Farmers Market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville and is open every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.